The following media was brought to you by Tome of Huzzah!
Yeah. That's right, people. My name is Henry. I like to go to school. Because I'm very cool. I like to learn. I like to earn. I like to yearn. I like to chase my dreams. And I like to watch Twitch streams. Shout out to, I forget, Colossal Pengu. Alright. Welcome, everybody. Oh, that was stupid. Alright.
You know, welcome, everybody. Honestly, wasn't that bad, I thought.
It was not that bad. Yeah.
You know what? I, if it's up to me, I don't think it was that bad.
I got in a couple of rhymes. I think my sentences were on average 3 words long.
You gotta start somewhere, even if it's third Baby's grade.
Baby's first rap. Yeah. Anyway,
me like panda.
Welcome everybody. Today.
Panda ra!
No, that's 4 words. That's today, way too many.
Today we're visiting the lovely country of Lesotho, more specifically the capital, Maseru. We've got with us Rudy, but also our editor, Sid, for a second episode in a row. Sid, how does it feel, the freedom, unparalleled freedom?
Well, I mean, you said my cupboard smells musty and you had to air it out, so you left me out for 2 episodes this time, so I'm pretty grateful, actually, yeah. The air filling my lungs is refreshing. Listen, you don't have to call me stinky every time. It hurts.
Well, what can I not say? I have told the truth! The fact!
I'm not a stinky little boy.
Okay. Oh, okay. I hate that. Right. Okay. Moving on.
You're welcome.
Oi. Any, you know what? It's been a while. Well, been a while. Last episode, we didn't do it. Any beefs of the weeks?
Not a beef of the week, but I do have a grocery store observation for what it's worth.
Oh. Yeah, go on.
I was picking up some snacks this afternoon, and then I saw they put a new M&M size, like packet size, like 90 grams. And I forget what it said. I think it said like to go or something, right? And then on the 180, the standard size, it said like share, to share. And I was just thinking, no, it's for me. I'm not sharing. 180 grams is not enough to share. I'm sorry. That's for me. That's all I'm saying. I just thought it was very...
The week is misinformation.
I wouldn't say that. I just think it's...
misleading.
Extrapolation. They've just got a lot of confidence that I'm not going to destroy that M&M bag by myself when I definitely will. You know, that's all I'm saying.
Amen,
when
brother.
You go to town on that M&M bag,
we stay cooking.
They're
going
to have no idea what's happening. What about you guys?
There must be. I rant about a lot of things these days. Trying to bring up something.
All right, I'll go first then, because Rudy's taking so fucking...
Okay, go on, bitch.
Yeah, so for one of my courses, I have to do a reading on pragmatism, so a philosophy from 1907. So the book that we're reading is written in 1907, and this motherfucker... you try to maximize the amount of words he could possibly use to say the most dumbest shit. So he's like, the main question is, you know, oh, like, there's a squirrel on a tree, and it goes around, and then there's someone going, like, following the squirrel around the tree to try to get a glimpse of it. Do they go around the squirrel or not? And this motherfucker says, well, this depends on whether you ask whether he goes from the north of the squirrel to the east of the squirrel to the south of the squirrel to the west of the squirrel and back to the north, in which case he does indeed go around the squirrel. But if you were to assume he was to go from the front of the squirrel to the left of the squirrel to the back of the...
Okay, you don't have to... exposure therapy, yes.
That doesn't make any sense to me. Like, if he's chasing this... theoretically, he's just behind the squirrel, right? He's following the path of the squirrel. So the squirrel's not catching up to him, then no, you're not going around the squirrel, you're following the squirrel.
Well, that depends, because that depends on whether you are, like, going around like this, or like this, you know?
Yes, for our podcast listeners, when it goes on like this, it doesn't work, but when it goes around like this, then it works according to Sid.
Yeah, exactly.
Either way, if you're not doing in a full circle around the squirrel itself as a stationary point, you're not going around. This motherfucker in 1907, he should know better. That's all I'm saying.
Exactly.
Ready?
I have beef of the week, and then we gotta do this.
It's a nice little episode of visual gags. This is gonna be really alienating
for context.
Everybody.
Rudy was really flopping his pink dildo around.
Exactly. Oh, I did say, by the way, that at some point I'll commit to the bit, and to just to take you out of the whatever you're saying in the moment, I'll deep throw the dildo on camera. So just watch out. That's coming for you.
Oh,
cool.
Anyways,
that's nice.
My beef of the week is for Instagram to mind its fucking business. Because first of all, I don't even think it's applicable. But I've been scrolling through Instagram a bit more than usual, I guess. And then suddenly, for the past week, I've been getting like, are you a typical gooner? Do you trash your life away because you masturbate too much?
That's called fucking bad for you.
And the thing is, I don't even like, I've sort of, how do I say this? I transitioned as of a month ago, I think. Like, I don't really look at porn anymore if I want to masturbate. And I don't even do it that much, I would say. Well, I don't know actually what's the typical average male masturbation cadence. But I don't even do it that much. So what the fuck is Instagram on about? And it's like literally like Red Panda, some cute shit, then some Hopecore thing where it's like, oh, you know, life is good, blah, 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 some D&D. And then it's like, have you been gooning too much?
Oh my god.
So that's my beef of the week.
On a tangential note, also, AI overview is in the Netherlands now. Fuck that shit. I hate it.
Yeah. What is an AI overview?
Like when you, like Google, when you Google something, it's the AI overview. Of
That appeared like also very recently, right?
Yeah. In the Netherlands, it just started appearing. Fuck that shit. Yeah. Hate
it. It's been in Australia for a long time, and it's so shit because it's like literally never accurate.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like often I Google something, and then I just, I just like read this by accident because usually I ignore it, and I read it by accident, and I'm like, yeah, I just know that that's not correct, and then I search in it, and then it's like, yeah, it's not correct. Exactly. All right, Rudy is giving us the not so covert signal that we have to move on. So before we move on, I would like to give a couple of facts about Lesotho real quick. It's a South African country, completely enveloped inside of South Africa. Rudy, did you know that?
Yes.
Good. It's known for its green and rocky rolling mountain ranges. Sid, did you know that?
I have heard of it, yes, indeed.
Good. Niche fact. It is the only country on Earth entirely above 1,000 meters of elevation, at 1,400 meters of elevation being its lowest point. And the second lowest on the list is, Rudy, at 950 meters elevation?
Yes.
Nepal.
Correct. It's Rwanda.
Oh,
Sid, that is wrong, and you are a shame.
I am.
And then finally, capital city, Maseru, is the sort of the only and also the largest, therefore, city. Ready? The news, please.
And the news! Too cool for school. Or court. Story as simple as it gets. A court case. Details of which are not even that relevant. What you have to know is that it involves some military members accused of bombings in 2014. And that this is a pretty serious case, right? So just keep it like on this. Sid's face made my day just now. But it's a pretty serious case. Everyone is on their best behavior, sit tight, ass clenched, and of course proper attire. A suit or a dress, right? A witness who shall remain unnamed due to privacy reasons of the article has been tracked and could shed light on this case. So a very vital, you know, witness. She has said to have been hard to contact, but once done so, finally has agreed to show up. On the day of the hearing, she shows up in Gucci trousers and a reflective jacket. The judge cannot help himself as he is now giving a show to everyone, scolding this girl like a grandpa about disrespect and proper attire in court. So TLDR, fashion presented, a woman scolded, the case delayed.
What did she? So
this drip chat queen is basically like, I'm not gonna answer my phone. Fuck y'all. Then somebody gets a hold of her. Apparently, she turns out to be a very, very vital witness to the case. She's like, okay, fine, I'll be there. She arrives, this diva, in like, you know, catwalk type of attire. And then the judge is like, okay, fuck the fucking bombings in 2014. What the hell are you wearing, lady? And just starts scolding her and delays the case.
Yeah, it just seems like a bit of a, like, who cares at that point? But it does seem very in character for like judges and I guess that type of like scene to be like, oh, but you're not dressed properly.
What would be your drip check judge for court?
I would just go how I've always dressed, which is just like a guy.
I would go fully naked just so they know fully what they're putting in jail if they're doing so.
Right.
They would be happy to.
Yeah. I would wear a crochet gimp suit.
I think I give the only right answer.
No, I'm like, if you're going to put me in jail, just know what you put, like, what you're taking off the streets is basically it.
I think you're not going to be yelled at in the courtroom. You're just going to be escorted straight out and put straight into jail, to be honest. Well, Rudy, I actually was scared for a moment that you were going to take my article.
Me too.
Because I have I have an article that's also on this case, I'm pretty sure.
Oh. Okay, mine's different. Continue.
Okay, cool. And that's for a different witness who went from, like, witness against the, like, what's it called? The accused? Because it was regarding a failed coup, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yes.
Shitty pigeons.
Okay. So, the guy went from a witness, and now he's gone to also accused, like, as an accomplice. So, the retired soldier, he was testifying against his former boss, who conspired against the government. Right, basically, failed coup, yada yada yada. His testimonies were supporting the case of the government against his former boss. And then after a bit of cross-examination, he admitted basically some of his stories didn't match up. And then after a while, he just admitted that everything he said was a lie and that he was in on it.
Oh, shit.
So now he's also on the accused, so they'll need a new witness for that, for the whole thing.
Jesus Christ. What is with this? They're just doing this on purpose. Nobody takes this court case seriously anymore because it's been 10 years.
It's like one of those American TV judges, you know? That's what it's giving.
By the way, are those real? Or is that just for the show?
I think it's like somewhere in the middle. Like, because it's probably like something from like the small claims court anyways. That they're like, oh, we could probably, like, make some money off this.
The cases that they always do and then the judge, like, I don't know, like, comes to a conclusion. Do they actually execute the order of the judge or no?
I don't know if Judge Judy is ordained to be able to have that kind of power.
Okay, so it's literally
Judge Judy the Mighty will decide your fate.
No, literally. You know,
you've heard of the, like, the fucking people who judge from, like, the Egyptian mythology. That's Judge Judy now. She weighs your feather.
Yeah, thousands of years in the future, you're just going to see, like, hieroglyphs of Judge Judy, like, scribbled on a wall.
I love the implication that at some point we go back to hieroglyphs just to immortalize Judge Judy in hieroglyphics.
Yeah, I would like to pioneer this movement.
I can't imagine that it would, like, have an actual weight. But at the same time, if it doesn't, then who cares about the outcome? Like, why would people, like, be passionate and stuff about the outcome? You know?
Yeah, exactly.
You
know what I mean? That's my question. So there must be something that they actually do.
Mm. Yeah, I imagine there would be. But I don't know.
I think I would make a great judge.
I think you would make a great judge if you studied law.
Thanks.
No worries.
But I'm a good judge of character.
Right.
So, like, listen, I will be the judge. It's like, the person walks in the room, stands by the podium, and I'm like, guilty. They're like, the fuck you mean? I'm like, brother, you look sus as hell.
You failed the vibe check, brother.
You failed the vibe check. The moment you strutted in like this on a Tuesday night in front of my salad, barbecue sauce on your titties.
Anyways, my article... my article is, take those fucking kids away, put them in school, then keep them there.
What the fuck?
That's nice.
So this article is about why boarding schools for toddlers are gaining popularity in Lesotho.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Boarding schools for toddlers.
For toddlers between the ages of 2 and 12.
Quite a toddler at 11.
Yeah, honestly. At what age do you stop being a toddler?
I guess Henry at 12 was still ba ba ba.
Honestly, that's probably quite accurate.
Actually, he did that when I met him. That was already past 20.
There you go. I still do that. So,
but yeah, this is mainly because many parents migrate to South Africa for job opportunities. So children are left. They used to be left with like relatives or nannies and stuff, but more recently, they are being left at school. So
what a nightmare.
Yeah. Typically, the age range is from 2 to 12 years old. The fees are about 2,500 South African rand, which translates to about $144 a month, which pays for classes, lodging, food, general care. So Lesotho has unemployment rate of 16.5%, which is lower than, for example, South Africa. So a lot of people go there and work in South Africa.
Yeah, I mean, I can imagine if I have a kid in the future, I would also just send him to Lesotho. If it's just $150 bucks a month, I'd never have to see their dumbass again. Done and dusted, you know, that's all I'm saying.
The real opportunities here, you're so right.
That actually took me out. It's like the reverse of like, I have 3 undocumented kids in Brazil. No, I have a documented one I just sent into the Lesotho. Curb stomp his ass since the get-go.
I imagine it would be pretty weird. Like, if you're 2 years old, you would not know any different if you've just been in boarding school the whole time.
Right. You probably till year 7 think that you're adopted until somebody says, no, your parents are, they pay for your school. And you're like, what the fuck? I have parents?
Yeah, no. Yeah. I mean, I guess I get it. But yeah,
it's like,
not great.
Just like, oh, you know, your parents aren't around anymore. Oh, are they dead? No, they're in Greenland.
Might as well be dead.
Central Greenland, where no one lives, that's where your parents are.
Yeah, they got a good job opportunity in polar bear's belly.
Yes.
All right. Oy. Shall we go to the ad?
Let's.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Philosophy 101. Today we will be discussing the concept of pragmatism by William James. Now, the metaphysical dispute at hand today is assuming a situation where a man tries to get witness of a squirrel by moving rapidly around a tree. But no matter how fast he goes, the squirrel moves as fast in the opposite direction to keep the tree between himself and the man. The resultant metaphysical problem is this. Does the man go around the squirrel or not? Now, of course, William James says, which party is right depends on what you practically mean by going around the squirrel. If you mean passing from the north of him to the east, then to the south, then to the west, then to the north of him again, obviously the man does go around him, for he occupies these successive positions. But on the contrary, if you mean first in front of him, then to his right, then behind him, then to his left, and finally in front again, it becomes quite as obvious that the man fails to go around the squirrel. For by the compensating movements the squirrel makes, he keeps his belly turned towards the man at all times, and his back turned away. Making this distinction means there is no further cause for a further dispute. You are both right and wrong, according to how you conceive the verb to go around, in one practical fashion or another. Now, pragmatism is very interesting, but the school of thought that our academy provides is just bomb the fucking thing, man. Who the fuck cares if there's a squirrel? Or a tree? What the fuck is that? Anyways, I will see you guys again next week, and oh, before I forget, you do have homework. Go to page 72 of your textbook and exercise 3A and B on is cereal soup and are Pop-Tarts ravioli. Alright, well thank you guys and have a nice day.
I miss Kaiju Body Pillow.
Well, they can give you comfort during these philosophy lectures.
I think Henry.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just having to think about it, and I just from no matter what perspective you look, you're not going around the squirrel. That's just my answer. You're going around the tree, but not around the squirrel.
Yeah, same here. I don't know what they're talking about.
William James.
So to kind of explain, so if you were to negate all of the vector movements of the squirrel itself, right?
Right.
There's two schools of thought are that whether when you do that, the person's vector movements also get negated and are basically at the same point, in which case the person doesn't go around the squirrel. But basically the question is whether the person is basically sticking to the tree or is chasing it at a slight distance. Because if he's at a slight distance, the radius is larger than the squirrel. So technically, he does go around the squirrel.
How so?
Oh, as in like he never... Yeah. It's two different radiuses and at some point the radius like goes... But that's not going around the squirrel.
Technically,
that's
it is,
overtaking
though.
The squirrel.
It's also going around the squirrel.
He's chasing the squirrel, but he's so good that he's just running past it. And now the squirrel's chasing him.
Yeah, you bitch! Catch up now! speed!
Like, he thinks he can't see the squirrel, but his eyes' frame rate is way too low.
Delay. Faster. He's running faster than light.
Yeah, yeah.
The squirrel is like, what the fuck? Let me out! And this man is like, around the tree.
The man thinks he's blind. Turns out he just... Light is not fast.
Okay.
Henry! All right, everybody, close your eyes and picture this. You head outside, enjoying the unique landscape that the country has to offer. Many mountains, hills, and lakes await your exploration. After visiting a few different places, you decide to rest in the countryside, on a field. As you're taking a nap, you notice that you feel light. Perhaps too light? You open your eyes and witness yourself rising into the sky, slowly but surely. Even though 1,000 meter elevation is not that high, is it perhaps that this being the average elevation in the entire country that has made the air here less dense? You continue to ponder as you take off, soon flapping your arms wildly, embracing the freedom. You breathe the air, it has never felt so fresh. The wind glides through your hair, unless you're bald, in that case it strokes your supple head. Without realizing it, you cross the border into South Africa. Suddenly, the average elevation in the entire country is much lower. The air, being very intelligent, knows this, and suddenly you can't fly anymore. As you plummet to your death, you wonder how high a trampoline would bounce you back if you landed on it right now. Alas, you'll never know. So if being an Icarus knockoff is up your alley, then maybe Lesotho can be your next destination.
The only two options is you either land in South Africa or you get hit by a Voyager 1 up in space.
There you go.
Okay. Well, okay. And for today's episode of Going Local, flats. And no, not the kind that you will solve with housing crisis. No, I mean the flats. The flats of Africa. Everything the light touches, Simba. And I mean that mountain over there and the one behind with mere light years in between them. So, I don't know. Seems to me that I almost said Missouri. Maseru is in itself in a valley very flat. Pedestrians. Crossings are ignored. Directions confused. And reality as to what is road, what is path morphed into a convolution of a safety hazard of utmost confusion as pedestrians of Maseru seem to cross the streets willy-nilly, as the cars do their best to avoid them, once in a while performing masterclass level Tokyo Drift exercises. And then, sales. Of everything you could ever imagine. A banana, a mango, a goat, the chassis of a car, someone's husband, you! If you are one of those who freeze up indecisively when choosing what to buy, well, this place ain't for ya. So, if enclosed bowl-shaped horizons allure you, and you like to practice chicken crosses the road with real people in your very much real car, as well as you can never find exactly what you're looking for whenever you get to treat yourself, well then, Masero Lesotho might be just for you. Who the fuck is calling me right now? Sorry, Rudy, on Discord somebody was calling me.
For not putting your phone on silent, Rudy.
That was not on phone. Somebody on Discord started calling me for no reason.
What?
That's your fault for not putting Discord on silent, Rudy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is my fault. Random person.
What?
Well, Sid, would you like to start off with your local business?
Yes, absolutely. My local business is Basali Tech. Now, this is a Lesotho non-profit that aims to address gender parity in STEM education through trainings such as computing, programming, electronics, and robotics for young girls and children.
Does anybody, when they hear of STEM, just think of gardening? Yeah, that's where I always go first.
No.
He's
like
just...
STEM major? What, you water a tree, dumbass? Anyway. Rudy,
I love water.
Sid, have you ever had specialty... diagrams. Have you ever had specialty Lesotho baked goods?
No.
No.
Well, me neither. But here's your chance to try it out. Visit the Baker's Heart in the heart of the city. And if it's good, take some home for me, please.
Yes, sir.
On my waking.
Thank you.
For my local business, I suggest you check out Shelly Brown Car Wash, where you would be surprised to find a goddamn refreshments bar as well as a whole nightclub. Indeed, this unique place has somehow combined practicality with entertainment as you leave your car to be washed at one of the artsy stations and go enjoy a fun night out with your friends. Literally, look it up on Google Maps. it was a thing that appeared, and I was like, why is there a car wash in the middle of nowhere? Like, it seems to be kind of like away from the city a bit. And then you look at the pictures, it's like a nightclub. There was some kind of like a rave at some in one of the pictures. I was like, what is this?
What was the business called?
Shelly Brown Car Wash.
All right, I'm looking this up after the epi.
Yeah. It's like that, what's it called? Not strip club, but like... something similar in Germany, which is basically like 12 stories of just rooms you can rent with people for sexual purposes.
Well, yeah.
All right.
That's a thing. Who's gonna go with
it?
Okay, my radio is Harvest FM 98.9. megahertz to 106.4 megahertz in Maseru, Lesotho. So under the guidance and assistance of the HCJB World Radio from the US, Harvard started broadcasting its signal on May 30th, 2003 to residents in Maseru, which means this radio is 9 years younger than me. 9 days younger than me.
All right.
And, yeah, so their vision is proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ and building those to accept Christ as Savior to show in grace, in witnessing, and being active at a local church and being responsible citizens in their communities.
They're just like me, for real. All right. My recommendation is to listen to LM Radio, which is self-proclaimed world's best music. They have some ethereal tunes, and it was kind of strange, but in a good way, so, yeah. Just have a listen, see what you think.
Okay. Well, and I very kindly and pleadingly beg of you to check out MF Africa FM Radio Live Online, as I can only assume its full name is Mofucking Africa FM, which is a banger name, and you know that if there's one thing we support here at Globally Local FM, it's banging. So,
yeah.
Nice. Send some love their way.
Yeah. All right.
One joke per episode, at least. I gotta do it.
Well, everybody, that was it from us for today. This episode was brought to you by Tome of Huzzah, which I don't know if we said that last episode. But...
No, we didn't. So for last episode, this was brought to you by Tome of Huzzah.
Rudy, you want to do the rest of the plugs? Because I'm blanking.
Okay. So if you were gonna give my banging some love, go to Instagram at 000RUDY000, so 3 zeros, Rudy's 3 zeros, and just give me some feedback on the podcast. Or you know what? Send a mail. How about that? Just send a telegram. Let's bring back the romance. If you would like to find Henry, you can find him at
Floating in the air.
Yeah.
Like you just don't care.
That's right. But in a hot air balloon, people, I'm not crashing down.
Oh, I thought it was going to be a wrap.
I'm floating in the air. For dinner, I had a hare, which is a type of bunny. I like to eat meat. I'd like to have a steak. And now this wrap shall have a break. Thank you.
And if you want to find Sid...
Fax me something to the closet.
That goes through me first, just so you all know. And then, oh yeah, right. Give some banging love to ColossalPangoTwitch.tv. And you will see us next episode in...
In Banjul in the Gambia.
Exactly.
Let's go.
With these ethereal tunes, let's just... What's that thing from Buzz Lightyear? What does he say?
To infinity and beyond.